I had spoken with Democratic opponent for District Attorney Sandra Dawson and was told corruption was so bad that most attorneys would not bother to try cases in Douglas County. Douglas is just west of Atlanta and still has quite a bit of old-style prejudice. On I-20 West, as you drive into the county, you will see the tallest building in the county, the county jail. A testament to incarceration as a primary business of the county. At the Republican Party meetings, they tell a story with pride about a black man apprehended just inside county lines that says, "Oh God, I thought I was in Fulton County." This is how they point out that Douglas County is well known for being harsh to offenders, as opposed to the other Atlanta counties. I point out this tendency to prejudice because I do not know for certain what is the root cause of the situation I will describe, but certainly one possible cause would be prejudice. As the locals would put it, I am a little dark. A most valued lesson I learned from my involvement in politics was all politics are local. Society is stratified, and one of those strata is your local political community. Local politics is formed by tight-knit groups who tend to defend established positions of employment and economic privilege. They will work together to prevent any real democratic activity. In worst cases, they will evolve into organized criminal activity, with captains and lieutenants to enforce the power structure. The three most vital aspects of these types of political groups are: 1. To take advantage of the system for the benefit of the group. 2. To appear as the good guys to the population at large. 3. To pretend an adversarial position to one another. Machiavellian, justice requires that you be good to your own and harm all others. Act as the good guy, while in actuality you take advantage of the community. Like a magic trick, you distract the public focus away from what you are doing. Terror and crime is an excellent theme to use for this distraction, and if there is no crime, you create the crime. You can't have a strong government without a perceived need, and the best need is the fear of crime. There are also immigrants, racial differences, and many other distractions that can be useful. In Douglas, if the only way you have of making money is the jail, everyone starts looking like a criminal. The key is to keep everyone away from the political process. In all elections, make certain your people present all of the choices, that way you can't lose. There is no good or bad to things, there is no black or white, there are only the ones who have power and the means to keep it. Ron Paul was perfect for this strategy. His movement would add an idealistic, populist, and radical bend to the Republican base. Voters would chase a freedom carrot, they would be told of a revolution for freedom, but all would be the opposite. In fact, they would be in the firm hands of a very well-established Republican Party. They would have less freedom and be taxed even more. It is surprising how well lies will work. If you repeat a lie enough, people will believe it. There was no hope of any monetary revolution. This was a proposal for quite the opposite of intentions. This was the start of the alt-right movement, and followers would all be duped. This movement came off the back of Ron Paul and a freedom movement that was based on conspiracies and false libertarian economics. They wanted to break up the Federal Reserve, close down the State Department, the Department of Education, and shrink the government. What could be better for Putin's Russia than to close down the United States? Of course, the Russians would back, or possibly even create, this entire movement. Remember, this is 2012, not 2016. What we think of evil is made of many small events. Local political groups take money from local communities. State political bosses take money from state revenues. Federal political bosses are the big boys. They have the U.S. Treasury, international projects, and of course wars, which are the most profitable of all. All this while the people that put them in power think of them as saviors. Let's review. The reason I became involved in politics in the first place was because of the internet. I feared the internet and the free access to information that came with it. I thought these God-fearing Americans would get wise to the fact that we lived under a system that was far more tyrannical than democratic, and they would make a mess. But, as it turns out, things don't work that way. The public is stupid, it is manipulated from the top down, or even from other nations. Grassroots movements are a myth. I could see conspiracy websites like Alex Jones popping up. No real thinking person could accept 9/11, who knew that the Federal Reserve was private and secret. It was brilliant. Voters would be given conspiracies to excite them. All you needed were candidates that were willing to lie a whole lot. As there is no shortage of that, candidates would write on the backs of these conspiracies: fear of immigrants, Islam, etc., The object was simple: get elected, and then do the opposite. Humanity has always been a society composed of a ruling class making a living from the servitude of a lower class. Democracy is a very recent experiment and works mostly because people are trusting and too ignorant to know any better. I thought the internet would change this, people would become enlightened. The ruling class would then feel threatened and do what they have always done, create rebellion, an insurrection or simply shoot people to shut them up. I mistakenly thought I could work to prevent such problems. In politics, outsiders never really get involved. Yes, people vote, some speak up, and maybe they will stand in the rain for a cause, but no one actually shows up at party conventions other than the local political ruling class. Political activity is top-down, and grassroots political movements are generally orchestrated from the top-down. Machiavelli explains that the ruling class operates both opposing sides of the argument. There is a recipe: first you torture the population, then you lead the people into a rebellion to stop the torture, you install a Napoleon willing to fire cannons at the mob, restore order, and people are satisfied, they will then love you. Repeat the steps of this recipe as required. The surface talk is, of course, make America great, the Constitution, race, religious values, and justice, but in fact the goal is always power. The objective is the ability to control the political positions of government. Only in these positions can you continue corruption and make money so your people can stay in power. Machiavelli wrote The Prince in 1513, and he is called the father of politics. His recipe is the policy of government for tyranny, not a democracy. You should note that Are We the People democracy is a very new experiment and it had never been done before. We know that there are still forces in America that are very tyrannical. We also know that birds of a feather flock together. Corruption in America makes pals with corruption anywhere. The most important issue for tyrannical governments, for example Putin's Russia, is to put an end to the American democracy. For tyrants, a beacon of freedom and justice like the United States can be very troublesome. Conclusion. The alt-right is not a grassroots movement, but a very well-organized top-down movement created by established political powers in collusion with Russia. There were many collaborators, many aware, many unwittingly. There will always be collaboration between tyrannical forces in America with those in Russia and every other tyranny throughout the world.